This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Search and rescue operations entered day six on Tuesday in the rubble of the partially collapsed apartment building in Surfside, Florida. 12 people are now confirmed to have died, with another 149 reported as still missing. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniella Levine Cava told reporters Tuesday, quote, "We have people waiting and waiting and waiting for news. We have them coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive, and still hope against hope that they will. This is the kind of information that is just excruciating for everyone." Authorities are still calling the collapse a search and rescue operation, despite no one being found alive since just hours after the 12-floor 156-unit tower collapsed last Thursday. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will visit the scene Thursday. Rescue teams reportedly were working around the clock, slowly picking through the rubble and twisted metal using dog teams, cranes, and infrared scanners. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials at the news briefing all promised a thorough investigation into the cause of the building's structural failure. Rebels in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region warned Tuesday that their troops would seek to destroy the capabilities of Ethiopian and Eritrean forces, despite the Ethiopian government's declaration of a unilateral ceasefire in the region. The Ethiopian government announced the ceasefire on state media late Monday, saying it would take effect immediately. That came after nearly 8 months of conflict in the region. More on that story is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.